might have felt. When she says, "Oh no, I'm not saying it's all your fault," then he'll probably feel somewhat relieved. Another approach that I find most helpful is to remember that she always has a right to be upset, and that once she gets it out, she'll feel much better. This awareness allows me to relax and remember that if I can listen without taking it personally, then when she needs to complain, she'll also be very appreciative of me later. Even if she was blaming me, she'll not hold on to it. The art of listening. As a man learns to listen and interpret a woman's feelings correctly, communication becomes easier. As with any art, listening requires practice. Each day when I get home, I'll generally seek out Bonnie and ask her about her day, thus practicing this art of listening. If she's upset or has had a stressful day, at first I'll start to feel that she's saying I'm somehow responsible and thus to blame. My greatest challenge is to not take it personally, to not misunderstand her. I do this by constantly reminding myself that we speak different languages. As I continue to ask, "What else happened?" I find that there are many other things bothering her. Gradually, I start to see that I'm not solely responsible for her upset. After a while, when she begins to appreciate me for listening, then even if I was partially responsible for her discomfort, she becomes very grateful, accepting, and loving. Although listening is an important skill to practice, some days a man is too sensitive or stressed to translate the intended meaning of her phrases. At such times, he should not even attempt to listen. Instead, he could kindly say, "This isn't a good time for me. Let's talk later." Sometimes a man doesn't realize that he can't listen until she begins talking. If he becomes very frustrated while listening, he should not try to continue. He'll just become increasingly upset. That does not serve him or her. Instead, the respectful thing to say is, "I really want to hear what you're saying, but right now it's very difficult for me to listen. I think I need some time to think about what you've just said, and then we can talk." As Bonnie and I have learned to communicate in a way that respects our differences and understand each other's needs, our marriage has become so much easier. I've witnessed this same transformation in thousands of individuals and couples. Relationships thrive when communication reflects a ready acceptance and respect of people's innate differences. When misunderstandings arise, remember that we speak different languages. Take the time necessary to translate what your partner really means or wants to say. This definitely takes practice, but it's well worth it. Chapter 6. Men are like rubber bands. Men are like rubber bands. When they pull away, they can stretch only so far before they come springing back. A rubber band is the perfect metaphor to understand the male intimacy cycle. This cycle involves getting close, pulling away, and then getting close again. Most women are surprised to realize that even when a man loves a woman, periodically he needs to pull away before he can get closer. Men instinctively feel this urge to pull away. It's not a decision or choice. It just happens. It's neither his fault nor her fault. It's a natural cycle. Women misinterpret a man's pulling away because generally a woman pulls away for different reasons. She pulls back when she doesn't trust him to understand her feelings, when she's been hurt and is afraid of being hurt again, or when he's done something wrong and disappointed her. Certainly a man will pull away for the same reasons, but he will also pull away even if she's done nothing wrong. He may love her and trust her, and then suddenly he begins to pull away. Like a stretched rubber band, he'll distance himself and then come back all on his own. A man pulls away to fulfill his need for independence or autonomy. When he is fully stretched away, then instantly he'll come springing back. When he is fully separated, then suddenly he'll feel his need for love and intimacy again. Automatically, he'll be more motivated to give his love and receive the love he needs. When a man springs back, he picks up the relationship at whatever degree of intimacy it was when he stretched away. He doesn't feel any need for a period of getting reacquainted again. What Every Woman Should Know About Men. If understood, this male intimacy cycle enriches a relationship, but because it is misunderstood, it creates unnecessary problems. Let's explore an example. Maggie was distressed, anxious, and confused. She and her boyfriend Jeff had been dating for 6 months. Everything had been so romantic. Then, without any apparent reason, he began to distance himself emotionally. Maggie couldn't understand why he had suddenly pulled away. She told me, "One minute he was so attentive, and then the next he didn't even want to talk to me. I've tried everything to get him back, but it only seems to make matters worse. He seems so distant. I don't know what I did wrong. Am I so awful?" When Jeff pulled away, Maggie took it personally. This is a common reaction. She thought she'd done something wrong and blamed herself. She wanted to make things right again, but the more she tried to get close to Jeff, the more he pulled away. After taking my seminar, Maggie was so relieved. Her anxiety and confusion immediately disappeared. Most important, she stopped blaming herself. She realized that when Jeff pulled away, it was not her fault. In addition, she learned why he was pulling away and how gracefully to deal with it. Months later, at another seminar, Jeff thanked me for what Maggie had learned. He told me that they're now engaged to be married. Maggie had discovered a secret that few women knew about men. Maggie realized that when she was trying to get close while Jeff was trying to pull away, she was actually preventing him from stretching his full distance and then springing back. By running after him, she was preventing him from ever feeling that he needed her and wanted to be with her. She realized that she had done this in every relationship. Unknowingly, she had obstructed an important cycle. By trying to maintain intimacy, she had actually prevented it. How a man is suddenly transformed. If a man does not have the opportunity to pull away, he never gets a chance to feel his strong desire to be close. It's essential for women to understand that if they insist on continuous intimacy or run after their intimate male partner when he pulls away, then he'll almost always be trying to escape and distance himself. He'll never get a chance to feel his own passionate longing for love. In my seminars, I demonstrate this with a big rubber band. Imagine that you're holding a rubber band. Now begin stretching your rubber band by pulling it to your right. This particular rubber band can stretch 12 inches. When the rubber band is stretched 12 inches, there's nowhere left to go but back. And when it returns, it has a lot of power and spring. Likewise, when a man has stretched away his full distance, he will return with a lot of power and spring. Once he pulls away to his limit, he begins to go through a transformation. His whole attitude begins to shift. This man, who did not seem to care about or be interested in his partner while he was pulling away, suddenly cannot live without her. He's now feeling again his need for intimacy. His power is back because his desire to love and be loved have been reawakened. This is generally puzzling for a woman because in her experience, if she has pulled away, becoming intimate again requires a period of reacquaintance. If she doesn't understand that men are different in this way, she may have a tendency to mistrust his sudden desire for intimacy and push him away. Men also need to understand this difference. When a man springs back, before a woman can open up to him again, she generally wants and needs time and conversation to reconnect. This transition can be more graceful if a man understands a woman may need more time to regain the same level of intimacy, especially if she felt hurt when he pulled away. Without this understanding of differences, a man may become impatient because he's suddenly available to pick up the intimacy at whatever level of intensity it was when he pulled away, and she is not. Why men pull away? Men begin to feel their need for autonomy and independence after they've fulfilled their need for intimacy. Automatically, when he begins to pull away, she begins to panic. What she doesn't realize is that when he pulls away and fulfills his need for autonomy, then suddenly he'll want to be intimate again. A man automatically alternates between needing intimacy and autonomy. For example, in the beginning of his relationship, Jeff was strong and full of desire. His rubber band was fully stretched. He wanted to impress her, fulfill her, please her, and get close to her. As he succeeded, she also wanted to get closer. As she opened her heart to him, he got closer and closer. When they achieved intimacy, he felt wonderful. But after a brief period, a change took place. Imagine what happens to the rubber band. The rubber band becomes limp. Its power and stretch are gone. There's no longer any movement. This is exactly what happens to a man's desire to get close after intimacy has been achieved. Even though this closeness is fulfilling to a man, he'll inevitably begin to go through an inner shift. He'll begin to feel the urge to pull away. Having temporarily fulfilled his hunger for intimacy, he now feels his hunger to be independent, to be on his own. Enough of this needing another person. He may feel he's become too dependent, or he may not even know why he feels a need to pull away. Why women panic. As Jeff instinctively pulls away without any explanation to Maggie or to himself, Maggie reacts with fear. She panics and runs after him. She thinks she's done something wrong and has turned him off. She imagines he's expecting her to reestablish intimacy. She's afraid he'll never come back. To make matters worse, she feels powerless to get him back because she doesn't know what she did to turn him off. She doesn't know that this is just part of his intimacy cycle. When she asks him what's the matter, he doesn't have a clear answer, and so he resists talking about it. He just continues to distance her even more. Why men and women doubt their love. Without an understanding of this cycle, it's easy to see how men and women begin to doubt their love. Without seeing how she was preventing Jeff from finding his passion, Maggie could easily assume that Jeff didn't love her. Without getting the chance to pull away, Jeff could lose touch with his desire and passion to be close. He could easily assume that he no longer loved Maggie. After learning to let Jeff have his distance or space, Maggie discovered that he did come back. She practiced not running after him when he would withdraw and trusted that everything was okay each time he did come back. As her trust in this process grew, it became easier for her not to panic. When he pulled away, she didn't run after him or even think something was wrong. She accepted this part of Jeff. The more she just accepted him at those times, the sooner he would return. As Jeff began to understand his changing feelings and needs, he became more confident in his love. He was able to make a commitment. The secret of Maggie and Jeff's success was that they understood and accepted that men are like rubber bands. How women misinterpret men. Without an understanding of how men are like rubber bands, it's very easy for women to misinterpret a man's reactions. A common confusion arises when she says, "Let's talk," and immediately he emotionally distances himself. Right when she wants to open up and get closer, he wants to pull away. Commonly, I hear the complaint, "Every time I want to talk, he pulls away. I feel like he doesn't care about me." She mistakenly concludes that he doesn't ever want to talk to her. This rubber band analogy explains how a man may care very much about his partner, but suddenly pull away. When he pulls away, it's not because he doesn't want to talk. Instead, he needs some time alone, time to be with himself when he's not feeling responsible for anyone else. It's a time for him to take care of himself, and then, when he returns, he's available to talk. To a certain extent, a man loses himself through connecting with his partner. By feeling her needs, problems, wants, and emotions, he may lose touch with his own sense of self, what he wants, what's important to him. Pulling away allows him to reestablish his personal boundaries and fulfill his basic need to feel autonomous. Some men, however, may describe this pulling away differently. To them, it's just a feeling of, "I need some space. I need to be alone." Regardless of how it's described, when a man pulls away, he's fulfilling a valid need to take care of himself for a while. Just as we don't decide to be hungry, a man doesn't decide to pull away. It's an instinctual urge. He can only get so close, and then he begins to lose himself. At this point, he begins to feel his need for autonomy and begins to pull away. By understanding this process, women can begin to interpret correctly this pulling away. Why men pull away when women get close. For many women, a man tends to pull away precisely at the time when she wants to talk and be intimate. This occurs for two reasons. One, a woman will unconsciously sense when a man is pulling away, and precisely at those times, she'll attempt to reestablish their intimate connection and say, "Let's talk." As he continues to pull away, she mistakenly concludes that he doesn't want to talk or that he doesn't care for her. Two, when a woman opens up and shares deeper and more intimate feelings, it may actually trigger a man's need to pull away. A man can only handle so much intimacy before his alarm bells go off, saying, "It's time to find balance by pulling away." At the most intimate moments, a man may suddenly, automatically switch to feeling his need for autonomy and pull away. It's very confusing for a woman when a man pulls away because something she says or does often triggers his departure. Generally, when a woman starts to talk about things with feeling, a man starts to feel this urge to pull away. This is because feelings draw men closer and create intimacy. When a man gets too close, he automatically pulls away. It's not that he doesn't want to hear her feelings. At another time in his intimacy cycle, when he's needing to get close, the same feelings that could have triggered his departure will actually draw him closer. It's not what she says that triggers his departure, but when she says it. When to talk with a man. When a man is pulling away, it's not the time to talk or to try to get closer. Let him pull away. After some time, he'll return. He'll appear loving and supportive and will act as if nothing has happened. This is the time to talk. At this golden time when a man wants intimacy and is actually available to talk, women generally don't initiate conversations. This occurs for these three common reasons. One, a woman is afraid to talk because the last time she wanted to talk, he pulled away. She mistakenly assumes that he doesn't care and he doesn't want to listen. Two, a woman is afraid the man is upset with her and she waits for him to initiate a conversation about his feelings. She knows that if she were suddenly to pull away from him before she could reconnect, she'd need to talk about what happened. She waits for him to initiate a conversation about what upset him. He, however, doesn't need to talk about his upset feelings because he's not upset. Three, a woman may have so much to say that she doesn't want to be rude and just start talking. To be polite, instead of talking about her own thoughts and feelings, she makes the mistake of asking him questions about his feelings and thoughts. When he has nothing to say, she concludes he doesn't want to have a conversation with her. With all these incorrect beliefs about why a man is not talking, it's no wonder that women are frustrated with men. How to get a man to talk. When a woman wants to talk or feels the need to get close, she should do the talking and not expect a man to initiate the conversation. To initiate a conversation, she needs to be the first to begin sharing, even if her partner has little to say. As she appreciates him for listening, gradually he'll have more to say. A man can be very open to having a conversation with a woman and at first have nothing to say. What women don't know about Martians is that they need to have a reason to talk. They don't talk just for the sake of sharing. But when a woman talks for a while, a man will start to open up and share how he relates to what she's shared. For example, if she talks about some of her difficulties during the day, he may share some of the difficulties of his day so that they can understand each other. If she talks about her feelings about the kids, he may then talk about his feelings about the kids. As she opens up and he doesn't feel blamed or pressured, then he gradually begins to open up. How women pressure men to talk. A woman sharing her thoughts naturally motivates a man to talk. But when he feels a demand is being made that he talk, his mind goes blank. He has nothing to say. Even if he has something to say, he'll resist because he feels her demand. It's hard for a man when a woman demands he talk. She unknowingly turns him off by interrogating him, especially when he doesn't feel the need to talk. A woman mistakenly assumes that a man needs to talk and therefore should talk. She forgets that he's from Mars and doesn't feel the same need to talk as much. She even feels that unless he talks, he doesn't love her. To reject a man for not talking is to ensure that he'll have nothing to say. A man needs to feel accepted just the way he is, and then he'll gradually open up. He doesn't feel accepted when she wants him to talk more or resents him for pulling away. A man who needs to pull away a lot before he can learn to share and open up will first need to listen a lot. He needs to be appreciated for listening. Then gradually, he'll have more to say. How to initiate a conversation with a man. The more a woman tries to get a man to talk, the more he'll resist. Directly trying to get him to talk is not the best approach, especially if he's stretching away. Instead of wondering how she can get him to talk, a better question might be, how can I achieve greater intimacy, conversation, and communication with my partner? If a woman feels the need for more talk in the relationship, and most women do, then she can initiate more conversation, but with a mature awareness that not only accepts, but also expects that sometimes he'll be available and at other times he'll instinctively pull away. When he's available, instead of asking him 20 questions or demanding that he talk, she could let him know that she appreciates him even if he just listens. In the beginning, she should even discourage him from talking. For example, Maggie could say, "Jeff, would you listen to me for a while? I've had a hard day, and I just want to talk about it. It'll make me feel much better." After Maggie talked for a couple of minutes, then she could pause and say, "I really appreciate when you listen to my feelings. It means a lot to me." This appreciation encourages a man to listen more. Without appreciation and encouragement, a man may lose interest because he feels as though his listening is doing nothing. He doesn't realize how valuable his listening is to her. Most women, however, instinctively know how important listening is. To expect a man to know this without some training is to expect him to be like a woman. Fortunately, after being appreciated for listening to a woman, a man does learn to respect the value of talking.
When a man won't talk. Sandra and Larry had been married for 20 years. Sandra wanted a divorce, and Larry wanted to make things work. She said, "How can he say he wants to stay married? He doesn't love me. He doesn't feel anything. He walks away when I need to talk. He's cold, heartless. For 20 years, he's withheld his feelings. I'm not willing to forgive him. I will not stay in this marriage. I'm too tired of trying to get him to open up and share his feelings and be vulnerable." Sandra didn't know how she had contributed to their problems. She thought it was all her husband's fault. She thought she had done everything to promote intimacy, conversation, and communication, and he had resisted for 20 years. After hearing about men and rubber bands in the seminar, she burst into tears of forgiveness for her husband. She realized that his problem was their problem. She recognized how she had contributed to the problem as well. She said, "I remember in our first year of marriage, I'd open up, talk about my feelings, and he'd just walk away sometimes. I thought he didn't love me. After that happened a few times, I gave up. I was not willing to be hurt again. I didn't know that at another time, he'd be able to listen to my feelings. I didn't give him a chance. I stopped being vulnerable." One-sided conversations. Sandra's conversations were generally one-sided. She tried to get him to talk first by asking him a string of questions. Then before it was her turn to share, she'd be upset with his short answers. When she finally did share her feelings, they were always the same. She was upset that he was not open, loving, and sharing. A one-sided conversation might go like this. Sandra, how was your day? Larry, okay. Sandra, what happened? The usual. What do you feel like doing this weekend? I don't care. What do you want to do? Do you want to invite our friends over? I don't know. Do you know where the TV schedule is? Sandra, Why don't you talk to me? Larry just responds by being stunned and silent. Sandra, do you love me? Of course I love you. I married you. How could you love me? We never talk anymore. How can you sit there and say nothing? Don't you care? At this point, Larry would get up and go for a walk. When he came back, he would act as though nothing had happened. Sandra would also act as though everything was fine, but inside she would withdraw her love and warmth. On the surface she would try to be loving, but on the inside her resentment increased. From time to time it would boil up, and she'd begin another one-sided interrogation of her husband's feelings. After 20 years of gathering evidence that he didn't love her, she was no longer willing to be deprived of intimacy. Learning to support each other without having to change. At the seminar, Sandra said, I spent 20 years trying to get Larry to talk. I wanted him to open up and be vulnerable. I didn't realize that what I was missing was a man who would support me in being open and vulnerable. That's what I really needed. I've shared more intimate feelings with my husband this weekend than in 20 years. I feel so loved. This is what I've been missing. I thought he had to change. Now I know nothing's wrong with me or him. We just didn't know how to support each other. Sandra had always complained that Larry didn't talk. She'd convinced herself that his silence made intimacy impossible. At the seminar, she learned to share her feelings without expecting or demanding Larry to reciprocate. Instead of rejecting his silence, she learned to appreciate it. It actually made him a better listener. Larry learned the art of listening. He practiced listening without trying to fix her. It's much more effective to teach a man to listen than to open up and be vulnerable. As he learns to listen to someone he cares for and he's appreciated in response, he'll gradually open up and share more automatically. When a man feels appreciated for listening, he doesn't feel rejected for not sharing more. As a result, he'll gradually begin to open up more. When he feels as though he doesn't have to talk more, then he naturally will. But first he needs to feel accepted just the way he is. If she is still frustrated by his silence, then she's forgetting men are from Mars. When a man doesn't pull away. Lisa and Jim had been married for 2 years. They did everything together. They were never apart. After a while, Jim became increasingly irritable, passive, moody, and temperamental. In a private counseling session, Lisa told me, he's no longer any fun to be with. I've tried everything to cheer him up, but it doesn't work. I want to do fun things together like going to restaurants, shopping, traveling, going to plays, parties, and dancing, but he doesn't. We never do anything anymore. We just watch TV, eat, sleep, and work. I try to love him, but I'm angry. He used to be so charming and romantic. Living with him now is like living with a slug. I don't know what to do. He just won't budge. After learning about the male intimacy cycle, the rubber band theory, both Lisa and Jim realized what had happened. They were spending too much time together. Jim and Lisa needed to spend more time apart. When a man gets too close and doesn't pull away, common symptoms are increased moodiness, irritability, passiveness, and defensiveness. Jim had not learned how to pull away. He felt guilty spending time alone. He thought he was supposed to share everything with his wife. Lisa also thought they were supposed to do everything together. In counseling, I asked Lisa why she had spent so much time with Jim. She said, I was afraid he'd get upset if I did anything fun without him. One time I went shopping, and he got really upset with me. Jim said, I remember that day, but I wasn't upset with you. I was upset about losing some money in a business deal. I actually remember that day because I remember noticing how good I felt having the whole house to myself. I didn't tell you that because I thought it would hurt your feelings. Lisa said, I thought you didn't want me to go out without you. You seem so distant. Becoming more independent. With this new awareness, Lisa got the permission she needed not to worry so much about Jim. Jim's pulling away actually helped her become more autonomous and independent. She started taking better care of herself. As she started doing the things she wanted to do and getting more support from her girlfriends, she was much happier. She released her resentment towards Jim. She realized that she had been expecting too much from him. Having heard about the rubber band, she realized how she was contributing to the problem. She realized that he needed more time to be alone. Her loving sacrifices were not only preventing him from pulling away and then springing back, but her dependent attitude was also smothering him. Lisa started doing fun things without Jim. She did some of the things that she'd been wanting to do for a long time. One night she went out to eat with some girlfriends. Another night she went to a play. Another night she went to a birthday bowling party. Simple miracles. What amazed her was how quickly their relationship changed. Jim became much more attentive and interested in her. Within a couple of weeks, Jim started to come back to his old self again. He was wanting to do fun things with her and started planning dates. He got his motivation back. In counseling, he said, "I feel so relieved. I feel loved. When Lisa comes home, she's happy to see me. It feels so good to miss her when she's gone. It feels good to feel again. I'd almost forgotten what it was like. Before, it seemed like nothing I did was good enough. Lisa was always trying to get me to do things, telling me what to do and asking me questions." Lisa said, "I realized I was blaming him for my unhappiness. As I took responsibility for my happiness, I experienced that Jim was more energetic and alive. It's like a miracle." Obstructing the intimacy cycle. There are two ways a woman may unknowingly obstruct her male partner's natural intimacy cycle. They are, 1, chasing him when he pulls away, and 2, punishing him for pulling away. Following are some of the common ways a woman chases a man and prevents him from pulling away. Chasing behaviors. 1. Physical. When he pulls away, she physically follows him. He may walk into another room and she follows. Or as in the example of Lisa and Jim, she does not do the things she wants to do so that she can be with her partner. 2. Emotional. When he pulls away, she emotionally follows him. She worries about him. She wants to help him feel better. She feels sorry for him. She smothers him with attention and praise. Another way she may emotionally stop him from pulling away is to disapprove of his need to be alone. Through disapproving, she's also emotionally pulling him back. Another approach is to look longingly or hurt when he pulls away. In this way, she pleads for his intimacy and he feels controlled. 3. Mental. She may try to pull him back mentally by asking him guilt-inducing questions such as, "How could you treat me this way?" or, "What's wrong with you?" or, "Don't you realize how much it hurts when you pull away?" Another way she may try to pull him back is to try to please him. She becomes overly accommodating. She tries to be perfect so he would never have any reason to pull away. She gives up her sense of self and tries to become what she thinks he wants. She's afraid to rock the boat for fear that he might pull away, and so she withholds her true feelings and avoids doing anything that may upset him. The second major way a woman may unknowingly interrupt a man's intimacy cycle is to punish him for pulling away. The following is a list of the most common ways a woman punishes a man and prevents him from coming back and opening up to her. Punishing behaviors. 1. Physical. When he begins to desire her again, she rejects him. She pushes away his physical affection. She may reject him sexually. She doesn't allow him to touch her or be close. She may hit him or break things in order to show her displeasure. When a man is punished for pulling away, he can become afraid of ever doing it again. This fear can prevent him from pulling away in the future. His natural cycle is then broken. It may also create an anger that blocks him from feeling his desire for intimacy. Or he may just not come back after he's pulled away. 2. Emotional. When he returns, she's unhappy and she blames him. She doesn't forgive him for neglecting her. There's nothing he can do to please her or make her happy. He feels incapable of fulfilling her and gives up. When he returns, she expresses her disapproval through words, tone of voice, or by looking at her partner in a certain wounded way. 3. Mental. When he returns, she refuses to open up and share her feelings. She becomes cold and resents him for not opening up himself and talking. She stops trusting that he really cares and punishes him by not giving him a chance to listen to her and be the good guy. When he happily returns to her, he's in the doghouse. When a man feels punished for pulling away, he can become afraid of losing her love if he pulls away. He begins to feel unworthy of her love if he pulls away. He may feel afraid to reach out for her love again because he feels unworthy. He assumes he'll be rejected. This fear of rejection prevents him from coming back from his journey into the cave. How a man's past may affect his intimacy cycle. This natural cycle in a man may already be obstructed from his childhood. He may be afraid to pull away because he witnessed his mother's disapproval of his father's emotional distancing. Such a man may not even know he needs to pull away. He may unconsciously create arguments to justify pulling away. This kind of man naturally develops more of his feminine side, but at the expense of suppressing some of his masculine power. He's a sensitive man. He tries hard to please and be loving, but loses part of his masculine self in the process. He feels guilty pulling away. Without knowing what has happened, he loses his desire, power, and passion. He becomes passive or overly dependent. He may be afraid to be alone or to go into his cave. He may think he doesn't like being alone because deep inside, he's afraid of losing love. He's already experienced in childhood his mother rejecting his father or directly rejecting him. While some men don't know how to pull away, others don't know how to get close. The macho man has no problem pulling away. He just can't come back and open up. Deep inside, he may be afraid he's unworthy of love. He's afraid of being close and caring a lot. He doesn't have a picture of how welcomed he'd be if he got closer. At both extremes, the sensitive male or the macho male, there's a missing picture or experience of the natural intimacy cycle. Understanding this male intimacy cycle is just as important for men as it is for women. Some men feel guilty needing to spend time in their caves, or they get confused when they start to pull away and then later spring back. They may mistakenly think something's wrong with them. It's such a relief for both men and women to understand these secrets about men. Wise men and women. Men generally don't realize how their suddenly pulling away and then later returning affects women. With this new insight about how women are affected by the intimacy cycle, a man can recognize the importance of sincerely listening when a woman speaks. He understands and respects her need to be reassured that he is interested in her and he does care. Whenever he's not needing to pull away, the wise man takes time to initiate conversation by asking his female partner how she's feeling. He grows to understand his own cycles and reassures her when he pulls away that he'll be back. He might say, "I need some time to be alone, and then we'll have some special time together with no distractions." Or if he starts to pull away while she's talking, he might say, "I need some time to think about this, and then we can talk again." When he returns to talk, she might probe him to understand why he left. If he's not sure, which is many times the case, he can simply say, "I'm not sure. I just needed some time for myself, but let's continue our conversation." The wise man is more aware that she needs to be heard, and he needs to listen more, particularly when he's not pulling away. In addition, he knows that by listening, it will actually help him to become aware of what he wants to share in the conversation. To initiate a conversation, the wise woman learns not to demand that a man talk, but asks that he truly listen to her. As her emphasis changes, the pressure on him is released. She learns to open up and share her feelings without demanding that he do the same. She trusts that he'll gradually open up more as he feels accepted and he listens to her feelings. She doesn't punish him or chase after him. She understands that sometimes her intimate feelings trigger his need to pull away, while at other times, when he's on his way back, he's quite capable of hearing her intimate feelings. This wise woman does not give up. she patiently and lovingly persists with a knowing that few women have. Chapter 7. Women are like waves. A woman is like a wave. When she feels loved, her self-esteem rises and falls in a wave motion. When she's feeling really good, she'll reach a peak, but then suddenly her mood will change and her wave crashes down. This crash is temporary. After she reaches bottom, suddenly her mood will shift and she'll begin to feel good about herself. Automatically, her wave begins to rise back up. When a woman's wave rises, she feels she has an abundance of love to give. But when it falls, she feels an inner emptiness and needs to be filled up with love. This time of bottoming out is a time for emotional house cleaning. If she has suppressed any negative feelings or denied herself in order to be more loving on the upswing of her wave, then on the downswing, she begins to experience these negative feelings and unfulfilled needs. During this downtime, she especially needs to talk about problems and be heard and understood. My wife Bonnie says this experience of going down is like going down into a dark well. When a woman goes into her well, she's consciously sinking into her unconscious self, into darkness and diffused feeling. She may suddenly experience a host of unexplained emotions and vague feelings. She may feel hopeless, thinking she's all alone or unsupported. But soon after she reaches the bottom, if she feels loved and supported, she'll automatically start to feel better. As suddenly as she may have crashed, she'll automatically rise up again and radiate love in her relationships. A woman's ability to give and receive love in her relationships is generally a reflection of how she's feeling about herself. When she's not feeling as good about herself, she's unable to be as accepting and appreciative of her partner. At her down times, she tends to be overwhelmed or more emotionally reactive. When her wave hits bottom, she's more vulnerable and needs more love. It's crucial that her partner understand what she needs at these times. Otherwise, he may make unreasonable demands. How men react to the wave. When a man loves a woman, she begins to shine with love and fulfillment. Most men naively expect that shine to last forever. But to expect her loving nature to be constant is like expecting the weather never to change and the sun to shine all the time. Life is filled with rhythms, day and night, hot and cold, summer and winter, spring and fall, cloudy and clear. Likewise, in a relationship, men and women have their own rhythms and cycles. Men pull back and then get close, while women rise and fall in their ability to love themselves and others. A man assumes that her sudden change in mood is based solely on his behavior. When she's happy, he takes credit, but when she's unhappy, he also feels responsible. He may feel extremely frustrated because he doesn't know how to make things better. One minute she seems happy, and so he believes he's doing a good job, and then the next minute she's unhappy. He's shocked because he thought he was doing so well. Don't try to fix it. Bill and Mary had been married for 6 years. Bill had observed this wave pattern in Mary, but because he didn't understand it, he always tried to fix it, which just made matters worse. He thought something was wrong with her tendency to go up and down. He'd try explaining to her that she didn't need to be so upset. Mary only felt more misunderstood and thus more distressed. Although he thought he was fixing it, he was actually preventing her from feeling better. When a woman moves into her well, a man needs to learn that this is when she needs him the most. And it's not a problem to be solved or fixed, but an opportunity to support her with unconditional love. Bill said, "I can't understand my wife. For weeks, she's the most wonderful woman. She gives her love so unconditionally to me and to everyone. Then suddenly she becomes overwhelmed by how much she's doing for everyone and starts being disapproving of me. It's not my fault she's unhappy. I explain that to her, and we get into the biggest fights." Like many men, Bill made the mistake of trying to prevent his partner from going down or bottoming out. He tried to rescue her by pulling her up. He had not learned that when his wife was going down, she just needed to hit bottom before she could come up. When his wife Mary started to crash, her first symptom was to feel overwhelmed. Instead of listening to her with caring, warmth, and empathy, he tried to bring her back up with explanations of why she shouldn't be so upset. The last thing a woman needs when she's on her way down is someone telling her why she shouldn't be down. What she needs is someone to be with her as she goes down, to listen to her while she shares her feelings, to empathize with what she's going through. Even if a man can't fully understand why a woman feels so overwhelmed, he can certainly offer his love, attention, and support. How men are confused. After learning how women are like waves, Bill was still confused. The next time his wife seemed to be in her well, he practiced listening to her. As she talked about some of the things that were bothering her, he practiced not offering suggestions to fix her or make her feel better. After about 20 minutes, he became very upset because she wasn't feeling any better. He told me, "At first I listened and she seemed to open up and share more. But then she started getting even more upset. It seemed the more I listened, the more upset she got. I told her that she shouldn't be getting more upset, and then we got into a really big argument." Although Bill was listening to Mary, he was still trying to fix her. He expected her to feel better right away. What Bill didn't know is that when a woman goes into her well, if she feels supported, she doesn't necessarily feel better right away. She may actually feel worse. But that's a sign that his support may be helping. His support may actually help her to hit bottom sooner, and then she can and will feel better. To genuinely come up, she first needs to hit bottom. That's the cycle. Bill was confused because as he listened to her, she appeared to get no benefit from his support. To him, she just seemed to be going deeper. To avoid this confusion, a man needs to remember that sometimes when he's succeeding in supporting a woman, she may become even more upset. She may sink down and down and down. Through understanding that a wave must hit bottom before it can rise again, he can release his expectations that she should immediately feel better in response to his assistance. With this new insight, Bill was able to be much more understanding and patient with Mary. After becoming more successful in supporting Mary in her well, he also learned that there was no way to predict how long she'd be upset. Sometimes her well was deeper than at other times. Recurring conversations and arguments. When a woman comes out of the well, she becomes her usual loving self again. This positive shift is generally misunderstood by men. A man typically thinks that whatever was bothering her is now completely healed or resolved. This is not necessarily the case. It's an illusion. Because she's suddenly more loving and positive, he mistakenly thinks that all her issues are resolved. When her wave crashes again, similar issues will arise. When her issues come up again, he becomes impatient because he thinks they've already been resolved. Without understanding the wave, he finds it hard to validate and nurture her feelings while she's in the well. When a woman's unresolved feelings recur, a man may respond inappropriately by saying things like this. "How many times do we have to go through this? I've heard all this before. I thought we'd established that. When are you going to get off it? I don't want to deal with this again. This is crazy. We're having the same argument. Why do you have so many problems?" When a woman goes into her well, her deepest issues tend to surface. These issues may have to do with the relationship, but usually they're heavily charged from her past relationships and childhood. Whatever remains to be healed or resolved from her past inevitably will come up. Here are some of the common feelings she may experience as she goes into the well. Warning signs for men that she may be going into her well or when she needs his love the most. When she feels overwhelmed, she may say something like, "There's so much to do." Or she feels insecure, she might say, "I need more." If she's feeling resentful, she might say,
I do everything.
Or she's feeling worried. But what about this? What about that?
If she's feeling confused, she might say, I just don't understand why.
Remember, these are some of the warning signs that she's going into her well. They're not permanent.
Sometimes she might feel exhausted. She might say, I can't do anything more.
Or she feels hopeless and says, I don't know what to do.
Or she feels passive. I don't care. Do what you want.
Remember, men, these are signs she's going into her well. It's not a time to fix her, but a time to listen. These feelings will pass.
Sometimes when she goes into her well, she feels demanding. She might use the phrase, you should.
She might feel withholding and say things like, no, I don't want to.
Or she might feel mistrustful and say, what do you mean by that?
Or she might feel controlling. Well, did you do this?
Or she might feel disapproving. How could you forget?
By recognizing these warning signs, a man can be careful not to try to fix her at those times or correct her point of view. As she feels more and more supported at these difficult times, she begins to trust the relationship and is able to journey in and out of her well without conflict in her relationship or struggle in her life. This is the blessing of a loving relationship. To support a woman when she's in her well is a special gift that she'll greatly appreciate when she comes out of the well. Gradually, she'll become free from the gripping influence of her past. She'll still have her ups and downs, but they'll not be so extreme that they overshadow her loving nature.
Understanding neediness. During my relationship seminar, Tom complained, saying, in the beginning of our relationship, Susan seemed so strong, but then suddenly she became so needy. I remember reassuring her that I loved her and that she was important to me. After a lot of talking, we got over that hurdle. But then again, a month later, she went through the same insecurity. It was as if she'd never heard me the first time. I became so frustrated that we got in a big argument. Tom was surprised to see that many other men shared this experience in their relationships. When Tom met Susan, she was on the upswing of her wave. As their relationship progressed, Susan's love for Tom grew. After her wave peaked, and on the way down, suddenly she started feeling very needy and possessive. She became insecure and demanded more attention. This was the beginning of her descent into the well. Tom could not understand why she had changed, but after a rather intense discussion that went on for hours, Susan felt much better. Tom had reassured her of his love and support, and Susan was now swinging up again. Inside, he felt relieved. After this interaction, Tom thought he had successfully solved this problem in their relationship. But a month later, Susan began to crash and began feeling the same way again. This time, Tom was much less understanding and accepting of her. He became impatient. He was insulted that she would mistrust him again after he had reassured her of his love a month before. In his defensiveness, he negatively judged her recurring need for reassurance. As a result, they argued.
Reassuring insights. By understanding how women are like waves, Tom realized that the recurrence of Susan's neediness and insecurity was natural, inevitable, and temporary. He realized how naive he had been to think that his loving response to Susan's deepest core issues could permanently heal her. Tom's learning successfully to support Susan when she was in her well not only made it easier for her to do her inner healing, but also helped them not to have fights at those times. Tom was encouraged by the three following realizations. 1. A man's love and support cannot instantly resolve a woman's issues. His love, however, can make it safe for her to go deeper into her well. It's naive to expect a woman to be perfectly loving all the time. He can expect these issues to come up again and again. Each time, however, he can get better at supporting her. 2. A woman going into her well is not a man's fault or his failure.
And by being more supportive, he cannot prevent it from happening, but he can help her through these difficult times. 3. A woman has within herself the ability to spontaneously rise up after she's hit bottom. A man doesn't have to fix her. She's not broken, but she just needs his love, patience, and understanding. When a woman doesn't feel safe in her well. This tendency to be like a wave increases when a woman is in an intimate relationship. It's essential that she feels safe to go through this cycle. Otherwise, she works hard at pretending that everything is all right and suppresses her negative feelings. When a woman doesn't feel safe to go into her well, her only alternative is to avoid intimacy and sex or to suppress and numb her feelings through addictions like drinking, overeating, overworking, or over-caretaking. Even with her addictions, however, she periodically will fall into her well and her feelings may come up in the most uncontrolled fashion. You probably know stories of couples who never fight or argue, and then suddenly, to everyone's surprise, they decide to get a divorce. In many of these cases, the woman has suppressed her negative feelings to avoid having fights. As a result, she becomes numb and unable to feel her love. When negative feelings are suppressed, positive feelings become suppressed as well, and love dies. Avoiding arguments and fights certainly is healthy, but not by suppressing feelings. Later we'll explore how to avoid arguments without suppressing feelings. Emotional house cleaning. When a woman's wave crashes, it's a time of emotional cleansing or emotional house cleaning. Without this cleansing or emotional catharsis, a woman slowly loses her ability to love and to grow in love. Through controlled repression of her feelings, her wave nature is obstructed, and she gradually becomes unfeeling and passionless over time. Some women who avoid dealing with their negative emotions and resist this natural wave motion of their feelings experience premenstrual syndrome, PMS. There's a strong correlation between PMS and the inability to cope with negative feelings in a positive way. In some cases, women who've learned successfully to deal with their feelings have felt that their PMS symptoms disappear. Later, we'll explore more healing techniques for dealing with negative emotions. Even a strong, confident, and successful woman will need to visit her well from time to time. Men commonly make the mistake of thinking that if their female partner is successful in the work world, that she'll not experience these times of emotional house cleaning. The opposite is true. When a woman is in the work world, she generally is exposed to stress and emotional pollution. Her need for emotional house cleaning becomes greater. In a similar way, a man's need to pull away like a rubber band may increase when he's under a great amount of stress at work. A woman's self-esteem generally rises and falls in a cycle between 21 and 35 days. No studies have been done on how often a man pulls back like a rubber band, but my experience is that it's about the same. A woman's self-esteem cycle is not necessarily in sync with her menstrual cycle, but it does average out at about 28 days. When a woman puts on her business suit, she can detach from this emotional roller coaster. But when she returns home, she needs her partner to give the tender, loving support that every woman needs and appreciates at these times. It's important to recognize that this tendency to go into the well does not necessarily affect a woman's competence at work, but it does greatly influence her communication with the people she intimately loves and needs. How a man can support a woman in the well. A wise man learns to go out of his way to help a woman feel safe to rise and fall. He releases his judgments and demands and learns how to give the required support. As a result, he enjoys a relationship that increases in love and passion through the years. He may have to weather a few emotional storms or droughts, but the reward is much greater. The uninitiated man still suffers from storms and droughts, but because he does not know the art of loving her through her time in the well, their love stops growing
and gradually becomes repressed. When she's in the well and he